Yes, sir, go right ahead. This is KEYIHK, over.
Yeah, this is Ron down here in Burnett. I've got a couple of scanners down here. I think both of mine are Uniden, 436 and the 536 model. They're not the newest, latest, greatest, expensive ones, but they're not the oldest ones. I got them off of, like, eBay. But Uniden charges for upgrades. You buy a basic scanner, and then if you want to hear NXDN, you pay extra and get an upgrade and the code to unlock it. And P25, I think they do that. But you want, if you're going to buy a scanner, make sure it gets P25 Phase 2. Down here in Burnett, nothing's encrypted, but it is digital. And a lot of people will think it's encrypted if they got an analog scanner. But it's P25 Phase 1, and we're moving to Phase 2. So if somebody buys a P25 Phase 1 radio, it won't work after we upgrade. But anyway, just want to let you know that. And Whistler, that's the other brand that's making them that pick up P25 Phase 2 Whistler scanners. They don't charge for the upgrades. They already come and do everything. But the Uniden ones, you buy the scanner, and then if you don't have anybody in your area that does NXDN, well, don't buy that upgrade. But if you want EDAX, which, as far as I know, nobody does EDAX anymore, don't buy that upgrade. But anyway, there's DMR. If you want DMR, you do pay for that Moto Turbo DMR upgrade. So anyway, it's kind of like that with Uniden. But with Whistler, I think all that stuff comes built in, and you don't have to pay extra for it. So that's something to consider, too. But, sometimes people will think stuff's encrypted, and our TAC channels here, like when it's...